morning, Facebook. Good morning, YouTube. Today is the 3rd of October, 2018. And I'm reading this morning from the 3rd chapter of Philippians. Very, very instructive chapter in the Word of God. They all are. This just seems to be very apropos for what we're going through today. I'm just going to read through the chapter. It's a total of 21 verses, and I want to make some comments about it this morning. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Sometimes it's not easy to rejoice in the Lord, especially when you're having to deal with corporate structures that are insensitive to the needs of their customers. It's hard to rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. And then Apostle Paul gives forth a warning. And good morning, Rick Vitoric. Good to have you with us this morning. Sometimes, you know, we have to give warning of what's going on in our society. It's not easy. It'd be easy just to always speak of smooth things. You know, it says that the time will come when they will have itching ears and they will be turned unto fables. They will not endure sound doctrine. Well, this is kind of what Paul is referring to here in this 3rd chapter of Philippians. 2nd verse says, beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of concision. So he mentions, good morning, Andre Barros. He mentions three areas. He mentions dogs, he mentions evil workers, and he mentions concision. Well, I find it interesting the word dogs are used there. I kind of have an affinity for dogs, okay? I have a puppy dog, Tulip, and I love her very much. But sometimes I have to beware of Tulip. She is very sneaky. She's very sneaky. She can outsmart me sometimes. And so that's what I think Paul's referring to. Dogs are sneaky. They can outsmart you. Beware of them, okay? Beware of evil workers. Satan has his entourage, you know? And, you know, these principalities are real. Satan is referred to as the prince in the power of the air that works in the children of disobedience. Beware of concision. Concision. Well, we can look up the word concision, but basically there are those that will come in and spy out our liberties and try to promote something that is false. It's not true. Paul goes on and says, we are the circumcision. Isn't that interesting? We are the circumcision which worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. There is a whole group of people right now that are putting their confidence in the flesh of man. You know who those people are? They are those who are promoting Zionism. Zionism. What is Zionism? Well, Zionism is not upholding the Torah. In the Torah, it's re-identifying what the Torah is by marrying it with the Kabbalah and the Talmud. The Babylonian Talmud, the pagan Babylonian Talmud, and the Kabbalah. Very evil documents. They're evil workers. This is the concision that is trusting in their flesh, that are saying that all the Jews are God's chosen people and are going to reign over the Goyim. And the Goyim is going to be their slaves, and have rejected Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, as their Messiah. These are the evil workers, the dogs, the concision. And so Paul begins to lay forth the argument that he was once one of them. He was once one of them. He was once a Zionist. He was once one of the concision. He was once one of the evil workers. He hauled people into prison. He consented for the stoning of Stephen. And so he's pointing his finger right back. I used to be one of the concision. Okay? Holding on to false doctrines. Paul says, though I might also have confidence in flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel. All these people that are Zionists, promoting Zionism, especially those in Judaism, want you to know they're of the stock of Israel. That they're of their father Moses and Abraham. Christ said if they were of their father Abraham, they would do the works of Abraham. Abraham had faith, didn't he? He was given faith. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, is touching the law, a Pharisee. Paul's describing himself. This sounds like he was a pro-Zionist. He would have fit right in to the dispensational Zionist churches today. Concerning zeal persecuting the church, you realize that these people are very zealous and they're persecuting the true church of Jesus Christ. Good morning, Howard Jett. Glad to have you with us. The Zionists are persecuting the true church of Jesus Christ. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law blameless. We don't trust in the flesh. We don't trust in endless genealogies. We do not trust in the bloodlines that we're from this stock or that stock. We trust in the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. In another place, Paul said he profited in the Jews' religion. He made money off of this Zionist propaganda that he was putting out. But now he says he counts all but loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. We should count the doctrine of Zionism and the false Kabbalah and Babylonian Talmud and paganism as dung. We should come against it and we should speak against it. Just like we speak against the Roman Catholic Church, that great whore, that Antichrist, Pope Francis, spewing out all the garbage that he spews out of his mouth. We should count both the Roman Catholicism, Arminianism, And Zionism is done. That's what it is. And be found him, not having mine own righteousness. We have no righteousness of ourselves. Our only righteousness is in Jesus Christ and the completed work on the cross that he did for his people. He came to save his people from their sins, and he did it. And on the cross he said, "It is finished." Not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law. Why do you think they're trying to bring in all these Noahide laws? A way of trying to control people. Mind control. Mind control. But that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. By the way, the Roman Catholic Church tried to bring people under the law too, with all their works. Veneration of Mary. You know, offering up incense to idols. Welcome aboard, Leon Kennedy. Good to have you with us. Promoting the false doctrine of purgatory. With all their graven images. Confessing their sins to a priest. Worshiping and praying to the dead, which is necromancy. Being found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. And notice it says the faith of Christ, not the faith of us. The faith of Christ. We've been given the faith of Christ. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Well, we may see a lot more suffering before it's all over. And according to the 24th chapter of Matthew, if you believe that Christ is talking about the end of the world, the end of the world didn't happen in 70 AD. Okay? A lot of people are into this preterism, and I'm telling you, it is absolutely false doctrine. Preterism is false. And if you want to do a history of preterism, it was started by a Jesuit to take away from the Word of God. Christ was very clear. The disciples came to Christ and said, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world?" The end of the world didn't happen in 70 AD, and Christ didn't come back in 70 AD. And Christ said that a lot of things were going to happen as the time approached for his coming. And we can go back and look at that at another time, but he says that things are going to wax worse and worse. They're going to marry and given in marriage. It's going to be as of the times of Noah. And we see that happening right before our eyes. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto death. We are told that time will come when they will kill you and they will think they're doing God's service. You don't want to come under Zionism. You don't want to come under world religion, Catholicism, when Catholicism and the Muhammad religion and all these religions come under the one umbrella like Pope Francis is promoting right now. If you don't want to come under that, they're going to kill you. They're going to kill you. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. If they don't kill you physically, they'll certainly try to kill you mentally and spiritually, won't they? They will attack you, in other words. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained either were already perfect, but I follow after it that I may apprehend that for which I am also apprehended of Christ Jesus. I'm reading in the third chapter of Philippians this morning, and by the way, we have been apprehended by Christ. We didn't apprehend Christ. He apprehended us. We were chosen in him from the foundation of the world. We were predestinated unto adoption. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. I agree, Brother Paul. I'm not an Arminian. I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. In other words, Paul is casting out all of the garbage that he was brought up under Gamaliel. All of the Zionism, all of the Phariseeism, he's casting it all off, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We all should be doing that, right? And if that means exposing all of these isms and false doctrines, even though we will be attacked, we're pressing toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Whether it's biblical cosmology, whether it's any other kind of things that God is revealing to us, we're seeing now, coming to light, all of the false teachings of heliocentrism. We're not a globe spinning through space at 66,000 miles an hour and 1,000 miles to the equator. The Bible says we're fixed, we're stationary, the earth cannot be moved. We're flatter than a pancake. Now, parts of the earth are very mountainous and rolling. I live in the rolling hills in the Ozarks. But we're not a globe. Pancakes are circular, but they're flat. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal this unto you. I believe God has revealed unto us in a special way biblical cosmology as of late. I used to teach heliocentricity. I was a 7th and 8th grade science teacher for a while. Lies, lies, and more lies. If you want to get your boat loaded, do a history of Copernicus, and you'll see where those lies all originated from. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rules. Let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now you even weeping, they are enemies of the cross of Christ. 1967 war. I remember I was about 12 years old, I think. My dad sat down with us, and he said, don't believe the lies that all of the Jews are God's chosen people. That is a lie. He said, if all the Jews were God's chosen people, all the Jews would embrace Jesus as the Messiah. But they were not embracing Jesus. They were, I have a friend or a co-worker I used to work with, a social worker I used to work with, who was an Reformed Jew, and she said in the synagogue, if anybody mentioned Jesus Christ, they'd spit on the floor. These people absolutely hate Jesus Christ. Welcome aboard, Satisha Hall. These people are enemies of the cross of Christ. They want to bring true Christians down. One of the top people in Homeland Security made a speech and said, we've got to bring these true Christians down. They're dangerous. Why are they dangerous? Because they speak the truth. our conversations in heaven. He says the difference between us and them is they're enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction. Their God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame. They mind earthly things. They're looking for money and power and greed and controlling people's minds. The international banking community, the Zionist churches are in for greed and power and wealth. Their God is their belly. But in contradistinction, the Christian, our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We embrace Jesus Christ as our Messiah. These people are embracing Jesus Christ as their Messiah. Pope Francis says he's the vicar of Christ. He is in the temple of God, proclaiming that he is God, riding around in his little Pope Mobile. And all of the absolute blasphemy coming out of his mouth. I'm not a prophet, but the day will come when the Zionists and Roman Catholics are going to be totally in the same bed together. It's one world religion. Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto the glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. By the way, God is sovereign over all this evil. God is sovereign over the Zionists. God is sovereign over Roman Catholics. God is sovereign over Arminians. God is sovereign over free willism. God is sovereign over sin itself. People say, well, God didn't author sin. Well, let me ask you a question. If God didn't authorize it, who did authorize it? You say, well, the Satan authorized it. Well, who created Satan? God is sovereign. Satan is God's devil. What did he say about Pharaoh? For this very purpose I raised thee up, that I might show my power throughout all the earth. So this morning, let us think on this chapter and help us gain some wisdom from it. And let us realize that we have nothing to boast of in and of ourselves. Our boasting is in Christ. We've been apprehended by Christ. We didn't apprehend ourselves. But we are still supposed to call out false doctrine. And that's what I've done this morning. And I'm sure I'll get some backlash for doing it. May the good Lord be with you this third day of October. God bless.